This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Campaigning for assembly polls has intensified in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed multiple rallies at Jhargram, Purulia and Bishnupur districts in the state today. Mr. Modi asserted that a double-engine BJP government in West Bengal will deliver double benefits to the women of the state. He accused the Trinamool Congress, TMC, of thwarting the entry of more women in legislative bodies in collusion with the Congress.
Bengal ki behne chahti thi ki unko 33% aarakshan mile. Modi ne ye sunishchit kiya ki ye 2029 se hi lagu ho. Modi ne iske liye bhi prayas kiya. लेकिन टीएमसी नहीं चाहती थी कि बंगाल की बेटियां ज्यादा संख्या में एमएलए बने क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
बीजेपी लीडर एंड यूनियन मिनिस्टर जेपी नड्डा कंडक्टेड अ रोड शो इन जलपाईगुड़ी डिस्ट्रिक्ट. Party leader and Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha held road shows at Jiyaganj and Kandi in Murshidabad district. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings at Hooghly district's Tarakeshwar and Kalna in Purba Bardhaman district. She later held a road show in Bardhaman. Ms. Banerjee accused the BJP-led government in the centre of linking the delimitation bill with the women's quota legislation tabled in the Lok Sabha. The Congress, left and other parties are also actively campaigning across West Bengal. Polling in West Bengal will be held in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today campaigned at Shivagiri and Modakurichi in Erode district. Addressing public meetings, he accused the DMK government of being inactive and neglecting public welfare. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Padaniswamy, campaigning at Namakkal, said that if elected to power, his party would provide 1,400 units of free electricity to farmers. He alleged that several welfare schemes introduced during the previous AIADMK government were discontinued by the ruling DMK. TVK leaders held a roadshow in Trichy East as part of their election campaign. In Tamil Nadu, 21 people are reported to have been killed and 6 seriously injured following a blast at a firecracker factory at V. Muthulingapuram in Viruddhunagar district this afternoon. The incident occurred when labourers were shifting inflammable chemical materials inside the factory. A total of 30 workers were present in 4 rooms at the unit at the time of the explosion. Further details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in this incident. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today announced a series of measures aimed at strengthening ties with the Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka, focusing on welfare initiatives and cultural linkages. A key announcement include extension of the Overseas Citizen of India OCI scheme up to the 6th generation along with simplified documentation norms. The Vice President made the announcement while addressing the members of the Indian community in Colombo. US President Donald Trump today said that US representatives are travelling to Islamabad in Pakistan for negotiations with Iran, even as he accused Tehran of violating a ceasefire agreement in the Strait of Hormuz. He said the delegations will arrive tomorrow. Iran has not yet confirmed the negotiation plans. In IPL cricket, host Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Rajasthan Royals by 4 wickets in the league match at Eden Gardens this evening to register first win of the tournament this season. Chasing a modest target of 156 runs, Kolkata Knight Riders overhauled the target in 19.4 overs with the help of an unbeaten 53-run knock from skipper Rinku Singh. And that's the end of this news bulletin.